Although considerably altered over the years, the Rodney House is the only surviving structure on the green that still has a connection to any of Delaware's three signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Caesar Rodney is one of Delaware's greatest heroes. In addition to putting his pen to that famous declaration, Rodney also held more public offices than any other Delawarean before or since. He was a brigadier general, a judge, a delegate to the Continental Congress, a speaker of the Delaware Assembly, and a state Supreme Court justice, to name just a few.
Rodney purchased this property at number 26 The Green in 1765, the same year he served as one of Delaware's delegates to the Stamp Act Congress in New York. But it's the legendary courage and determination he displayed in July 1776 that secured his place in history. That June, Richard Lee of Virginia introduced a brief but powerful resolution before the Continental Congress in Philadelphia.
Resolve that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states.
By July 1st, the move for independence was reaching a fever pitch. It was important that Lee's resolution receive unanimous support. But Caesar Rodney was back in Dover after investigating a Tory uprising in the county to the south. With Delaware's two other delegates split in their opinion and canceling out each other's vote, word was sent to Rodney, 80 miles away, that he was immediately needed in Philadelphia to break the deadlock.
Some think he made the ride in a carriage. Others say he rode a horse over the treacherous roads that night, the air stifling with the humidity of a pelting summer thunderstorm. The trip must have been incredibly difficult, for not only did Caesar Rodney suffer from asthma, he was ill with a disfiguring facial cancer.
Still, on the afternoon of July 2nd, Rodney arrived at Independence Hall. The debate over Lee's resolution was nearing a close. Tired and covered in mud, Caesar Rodney entered the chamber to cast his vote.
As I believe the voice of my constituents and of all sensible and honest men is in favor of independence, my own judgment concurs with them. I vote for independence.
Throughout the Revolution, Rodney served as Delaware's governor, or president as the office was then called. He then became less active in political affairs, spending much of his time fighting the cancer that had plagued him since his 30s. It would ultimately take his life in 1784. Rodney was 55 years old. He had never married, and no portrait of him exists. What description does survive comes from the diary of John Adams in 1774.
Rodney is the oddest-looking man in the world. He is tall, thin, and slender as a reed. Pale, his face not bigger than a large apple. Yet there is a sense of fire, spirit, wit, and humor in his countenance.
It's a spirit that continues to resonate with Delawareans to this day.